Hits USA from RPM. Our name says it all. Get the latest hits while they're the hottest. With Top Hits USA, you'll have the track for sure. Visit TopHitsUSA.com or call 800-521-2537 and get a free demo.
DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
Good evening, everyone. It is Monday night. It is time to get back from the unwrapping of gifts. First the wrapping, then the unwrapping, then the returning today, and we're going to talk country music. JD, how you doing?
I am doing well. Doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being on tonight. For those of you who do not know, JD is a gentleman who does remixing, and we're going to talk about that in the second half hour, so we're not going to dig into that too terribly much here, but he's been doing a lot of that over the years, and again, second part of it, but he does a lot of work with country music, and specifically, he's been really kind of active in that arena for a number of years, last number of years. And we want to talk about some country music that you guys can use on your dance floor. Because I know a lot of you are in areas where someone says, hey, can you play a country song for me? Because it's not super popular in your area, you're like, fishing in the dark? Again? So, JD, I'm hoping that we can give them a better idea than them playing fishing in the dark each and every time somebody asks for country music.
Fishing in the dark's a great song. I mean, I still play Fish in the Dark. It's a song, 80 BPM song you can mix right into with right after Any Man of Mine, which is about 78 BPM. So Fishing in the Dark still will work. It's classic country. It's one of the iconic songs that, you know, it's probably never gonna get old. Great music never gets old.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that would definitely be that. And I find in my area, back in the mid-90s, we used to have we were at one time doing about 70% country music at our events. You'd have basically 70% country music, maybe 20% of your oldies. And then, you know, there was a little bit of the 80s and 90s, but really it was just huge in this arena. Today, that's not the case in some areas. Some areas, there's someone that'll be in the chat room tonight that are, you know, probably doing closer to 50-50. But in your area, when you're doing your mobile work, what are you finding for percentages of country music played to non-country music, we'll call it?
My market is Idaho. I live in Boise, which is only a small market. I only have 300,000, 400,000 people in this area. So, you know, I'm still running a good chunk at my events, you know, 50 to 60% country and a lot of the other stuff, and what I mean by country, a lot of newer country. I don't play a lot of older country tracks anymore. I get into a little George Strait and things like that, but you're newer country. So if you want to, your Luke Bryant, your Mary Morris, your Old Dominion, your pop radio country is what gets played on a lot of the new weddings now, just because that's the millennials' age and that's what they're hearing on the radio.
Now, are you finding that the millennials, are they listening to the radio, those country radio stations, or are they on basically on the little devices like the EDM kids are, where they are listening to specific songs that aren't getting radio play?
It depends. Remember, country, like every other genre, has split up. It's just not one set of country anymore. You have pop country, you've got classic country, you've got Canadian country, you've got Aussie country, you've got country rap and hip hop. So it's broadened out into this wider genre. It's branched off into subgenres, and I mean, people can make that argument all day long that country isn't country anymore. I just make the argument that no, country's matured into having subgenres, and that's what it is nowadays. We were talking about this before. There is no genre right now for singer songwriters. There's none, and we laughed a little bit ago about if Brantley Gilbert. I would never 20 years ago considered him country, you know, very much a rock guy. I believe his bassist came out of what's his name? That's saying crazy beep. I believe his bassist is from that group. So he very much more of a rock guy, but he's in the country genre. Why? Because there's no place for singer songwriters to go. If you're not screaming about how much you hate your mom, you're not rock right now. And that's just kind of the standing thing. So where do singer-songwriters get to go but country?
And yeah, you definitely have seen a lot of that, that people have gone into the country, or I should say they've become more familiar with country. I mean, in our area, when Darius went over there and he started, sang Wagon Wheel, all of a sudden people were like, oh, wow, that's country. And I know some of my circle who's like, wow, maybe I'll listen to country for a little bit, just because of the guys who have moved over from the pop charts over to the country charts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Darius Rucker, I mean, even Hootie and the Blowfish when he was with Hootie and the Blowfish, he still had a twang sound to him. He's still, he's still from South Carolina, I believe.
Yeah.
And, he still has this. Even when he was with Hootie and the Blowfish, you can still hear the twang sound in his voice. And once again, singer-songwriter, he wants to continue his career. So what other choice, with how the music world's going, did he have but to do country?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not 20 years old and you're not super pretty. So you've got to do something.
You got to do something. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about a few artists and a few songs that are working really well. So if somebody wanted to kind of make a list of some songs for when someone comes up and says, hey, can you play a country song? And if we can go as far as to actually say, because I've had this where people come up and say, hey, can you play a two-step or play this or play that? Let's see what we can do to help some folks out.
It all depends on this. Once again, country music's all about reading your dance floor. Just like any other DJ skill, it's still reading your dance floor. If someone comes up and they're playing something swing, that means they basically want something, between 70 BPM double timed to 90 BPM double timed to swing dance to. So if you double timed it would be 140 to 180, yeah. So and that's where I think a lot of people get confused, because you can have slow half tempo country and you can have double time country, which you swing dance to. So example would be Fireman by George Strait. If somebody comes, hey, play something classic country I can swing dance to. Fireman by George Strait would be a song you could go to right off the bat. I think that's where fusion lies with mixing country, is you have to feel the tempo more than anything, what's going on. Someone comes up and asks for a two-step, you're talking anywhere between 80 BPM and 95 BPM. There's not to say that Swing by Trace Atkins, which is 108 BPM, isn't swing danceable. It's very swing danceable, but it's just the BPM ranges kind of help you gauge on what they're wanting when they come up and say, hey, play blah, 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 blah. Play something I can Texas two-step to. Well, if you're going to play something that they Texas two-step to, it's not going to be anything that's popular on the radio now. You'll have to follow the Texas country part on that one. Because Texas country is completely different than Nashville country. And that's the thing that took me a little bit to learn, too, is you have to, once again, it's subgenres. You have all these different subgenres of country, and Texas has its own Western style of country that's not Nashville.
Interesting. So give me an example of some Texas country that would, is there things that I might have heard?
Old 45s would be Texas country, definitely.
Okay.
Who else? I'd have to look at my Dropbox and go through all of my edits that I've made of Texas country and go, hey, this person. Because mainly a big chunk of what I mix is Nashville country now, just because that's what they're hearing on the radio.
Right.
So, and radio's still popular up here. And you asked about what the kids are, you know, they're still streaming. I get, I'm like any other DJ, and, you know, there's nothing special here. I get the people come, hey, can you play this off my iPod? Here, let me just, yep, I've got that song for you already. So, I mean, there's nothing, it's, they're doing the same thing here as they are anywhere else with finding it. Yeah, two-step, cowboy cha-cha, triple-step, two-step, Texas two-step, yeah. Yeah, and Cameron here in the chat is basically confirming these country swing, West Coast swing, cowboy two-step, the cowboy cha-cha, triple-step, Texas two-step. Okay. It really never ends. There's all these just crazy names to all these dances that they do. But, you know, that's early in the night. You have to have room on a dance floor to do that. If you've got a packed dance floor and it's late in the evening, these country girls want to hear Luke Bryant, Country Girls Shake It For You. They want to hear, you know, Seeing Red. Dustin Lynch is a big one right now. They want to hear, you know, stuff that they can shake their booty to, because after a certain point in the evening, it's just people just, you know, the dance floor's too packed and you can't swing dance and can't do some of the stuff at your bigger clubs.
So you mentioned Country Girl Shake It For Me. Let's talk about how would you mix, give me a kind of a set of songs or a flow of songs that would include that song and how you do it. Now, and this is probably not going to be using strictly country music. And I'm kind of putting you on a spot here for that, but, you know, I figure you've done it a couple of times. Okay. So you
what would I do? I would run. Well, I would probably have, see, so Country Girl Shake For Me is 106 BPM. So I could go 104, 103, 102. So 102. So you're going to look at Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy into How Country Feels by Randy Houser, which is 105, and into 106 BPM. Country Girl Shake It For Me into Mel McDaniel's Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On, which is 106.5, into Swing by Trace Atkins, which is 106, into Aw Naw by Chris Young, which is 110, into Colt Ford, Crank It Up, which is 113, into Thompson Square, which is 115. I can't think of the name of the song. It's Everything I Should Be Thinking About. Into, so let's go into another classic track in that genre. It'd be Grundy County Auction, which would be 116. Into another classic track, which would be 115, right in the same ballpark, would be Honky Tonk Badonkadonk into 5150, which is, so, I mean, you just mix these songs. I mean, I'm just running the BPM up in my head if I'm going right. to build an audience up there. You know, it's Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. I haven't played that song. I don't think I've ever played. Neon Moon is a little overplayed. It gets kind of in every single mix I hear. I'm just answering questions.
Yeah,
already.
No, go ahead. Because you can
every
see
single,
it.
Every single mix I hear online has Neon Moon in it. It gets kind of old too.
And
Luke Bryant, a little overplayed.
Yeah, the Neon Moon is definitely a crowd favorite though. I mean, that's of all the country songs that have held. That is one that you wouldn't imagine. I don't know how it charted when it came out, but it's definitely had legs that it stayed with us for quite a long time.
If you've got girls on the dance floor and they want to hear country, you cannot go wrong with Shania Twain.
Yeah.
You cannot. I mean, it will still, those, you know, classic, sorry, old school 90s country will still pack a dance floor. It's, you know, you still get to run through some Alan Jackson and Brooks and Dunn and Shania Twain and Gretchen Wilson and all your stuff like that is still gonna be very, very functional.
Yeah, it's amazing that, and that's when I had people asking for country around here. There's occasionally that I'll have someone, the high school I was at last week, they wanted newer stuff, which kind of surprised me because I'm not as well versed in that. But I go to a wedding, and yeah, can you play some country? Great. What would you like to hear? Oh, can you do some Garth Brooks or Alan Jackson? Shania. Yeah, Shania's got some, as you say, the kind of classic, or not, no, you didn't call it classic. What did you call it? Old school.
Old school country.
Old school country.
I mean, I'm a big person on mentors. I always have mentors. I still have mentors now that, you know, guys I call that are really great DJs that are places where I want to see my career go. And I talk to them, you know, and one of my mentors when I first started out in weddings was a guy named Ed Hodges. And he said, you know, play recognizable music and people will dance to it. And it's still to this point, a fundamental thing that people are going to sing songs they know and they want to dance to stuff they know. And that's why, you know, it works so well that playing recognizable music works.
Oh, for sure. It's something so simple. But yet I've run into some younger DJs who I've been talking to and they're like, yeah, man, I'm creating my own music and it's really cool. And I want to go out and do some gigs so I can drop my songs down the dance floor. It's like, dude, until you have a following and a crowd that is going to bleed with you, you've got to go out and play what the crowd wants to hear. You can't be dropping your stuff, at least not all the time. Maybe occasionally.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's again, just like the music world, you know, there's several different types of DJs out there anymore. You know, you've got mobile DJs, radio personalities, you know, club DJs, producer DJs, you know, karaoke DJs, video DJs. I mean, you could really, like anything else. And they've all just, and that's why the lines are so blurred anymore, because they've all got skills that cross each other.
Sure.
And so that's why I think a lot of the public gets confused, and a lot of people new coming into the DJ world go, well, I'm making music, and they don't understand that, hey, a wedding is not the time to drop the hottest, newest track out there, unless it's been on the radio for at least a month or two where people have had enough time to hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if it's a track that you got this week, isn't going to pack a dance floor at your wedding that weekend. It's
not so much. We talked a little bit about some songs that would work for the ladies on a dance floor as the evening progressed. Now, guys are a little bit different, and there's some songs that are going to be more guy friendly or sing-along, drink-along type songs. Are there any songs out there in the last couple of years that really have hit that are definitely, if guys come up to say, you know, play some good country?
Toby Keith will work with the guys if you're looking. And that even Toby Keith is, you know, 6-7 years old now. But Toby Keith, if you're looking to get into some newer stuff, I'll get the guys up. Toby Keith will work. But, you know, the biggest thing with country music, get the girls on the dance floor. I can't stress that enough, because if you get the girls on the dance floor, the country guys are going to come anyway. I mean, depending on your age of your crowd, once again, the most important DJ skill you can have is reading a crowd, reading people and their interaction. Are they singing along with the song? Do they know it? You know, body language there. Are they smiling? Are they tapping their feet? You know, things like that. And then reading the age of your crowd. Obviously, you're not going to play Thomas Rhett if your entire audience is, they're doing their 50th year graduation party. I mean, you're just not going to play. It's just, once again, it's about knowing your genre and knowing your programming.
Cool. We got a few more minutes before we wrap up. We're going to be wrapping up and then switching players. So if you're watching us out on YouTube, in the description is the link for the second show. If you're watching us on Facebook, in the description of that video is the links for the first show, which is where the chat is that JD's watching. And then you'll see the link for the second show. JD, slow songs. What are some of the current country slow songs that are working very, very well on the dance floor?
Hell of an Amen, Brantley Gilmore, works really well. You know, I really don't, I try not to play too much super like slow love songs. Because I've done weddings. I don't do a whole lot of mobile events anymore. Mm-hmm. on kind of, I love weddings. I love doing them. They're fun. I've just gotten bored with them.
Yeah.
Are kind of the same repetitive thing over and over and over. And I have a deep admiration for some amazing mobile DJs out there and wedding DJs that can do their thing. It's just, I wanted to do more. So I really haven't slowed down to dance for like a slow song in a while. You know, you're talking, if I were to do a wedding now, through the years, Kenny Rogers has always worked. That's classic, but newer stuff. It's hard. I still stick with, you know, as a mobile DJ coming from that mobile side of it, I would still stick with play, you know, God Bless the Broken Road, another one. You know, you're still, it's not to say nothing's changed in the mobile market, but the music, once again, play recognizable music and they're gonna dance to it.
And that's, yeah, I mean, that's an area in which I've got, you know, Alan Jackson's Remember When, I hope.
And Brad Paisley.
Yeah, Brad Paisley's got one. There's just so many great songs that are from, you know, probably about eight to 15 years old that everyone knows, and they still have got that hanging on time where people can say, yeah, that's our favorite song. So,
well, that's the thing with country. I like to compare country a lot of times with classic hip hop because, and I, people are going to go, what? That's just weird. But in essence, in all music of this, it's just storytelling. Classic hip hop was just the story of, you know, inner city kids and their struggle. And all country music, especially classic country music, is just a bunch of country kids and their struggle. You know, they may have a different way of saying it and a different tonality to it, but all in all, the stories are the same. You know, we're struggling to make ends meet here in the city, and then we're struggling to make things meet. You know, we're working our rear ends out here in the country. So I mean, it's all basically the same thing anymore, more than anything. But that's how I kind of view country and when I'm listening to it, mm-hmm. especially the classics. You're never gonna go wrong with your 90s classic hit country and just programming. I have people, I know I probably sound like a broken record in here, but a lot of it, I saw it in here, programming is the big thing. Do your research on country and know your market. You know, if you're in Texas, you're going to play a lot more Texas country than you would Nashville country, you know, and that's about the gist of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing hard. Don't be scared of playing country at events or even mixing country. And we'll get into that here in a little bit.
Yeah. In a second, we'll talk about that. I've got a couple of minutes. First off, before I've got one more question for you, JD, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to catch up with you?
Hey, I friend everybody on Facebook. If you want to follow me on Facebook and friend me on Facebook, you know, or hit me up on Facebook, Joshua Dirksen, Facebook. You'll see my ugly face right there, the big fat guy. And hit me up on Facebook. I answer messages quick because one of my pet peeves is not getting answered back in a Facebook message. So I usually answer back pretty quick. And then I share a lot of the stuff I build. I we're going to get into remixes here. I remix for X Mix. I remix for IDJ Pool. I remix for Country DJ Pool. I remix for Late Night Record Pool and Smash Vids and all these places. So if you're looking for, hey, JD, I need a country edit, or, you know, you can hit me up. You'll see and I build the videos and things like that. We'll go into that here in a minute. But, hit me up on Facebook, and I'll be happy to at least point in the right direction where you can get some great country edits or great videos, depending on what you're
looking. Cool. Last question. If in that country set, you gave us a wonderful example of a country set where you're progressing up in BPM. If you were going to drop some other genre into a set similar to that, what are some acceptable genres that go over well with a country-type crowd?
The later it is, hip-hop works very well later in the evening. It's surprising that your classic hip-hop tracks are going to still work. You know, we talked about that earlier. You know, I'm in that age group too, where I grew up on a lot of your, you know, Martina McBride and your Kentucky Headhunters and your Garth Brooks, but also Tupac and Biggie and the Wu-Tang Clan and Naughty by Nature. And, you know, BPM, as long as you're using good quality country edits where you have a drum intro, so you don't have to pitch mix into something all night long, you can make any sound, anything sound really clean. So, and that's the key, is finding the quality edits on top of it.
And that can
but hip hop works well. You can even, once you get up into 125 BPM, 122, 128, you can mix right into your Pitbull. You can mix right into, you know, your EDM stuff, because it's all the same BPM. And you're talking 125 BPM. It's My Maria. It's actually 125 BPM. Any Man of Mine is 125 BPM. Fake ID by Big and Rich is 128 BPM. And, you know, you can mix right from Big and Rich Fake ID right into Kesha Timber, which will take you into this weird type of pop, super pop country crossover song with Pitbull in it, and you can mix right into your top 40 from there. So,
cool. Good stuff, JD. We're gonna take a break, gang. We're gonna shut this video player down, and we'll be back with the next show in just a few minutes here. So go to link number 2 in our description below tonight, and we'll be back to talk more about the mixing side of it. JD, thank you much, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.